WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Mark Rydell is known for working with the biggest of big stars, Bette Midler in The Rose and For the Boys, Mel Gibson and Sissy Spacek in The River, Steve McQueen in The Reavers, and Katharine Hepburn and Henry and Jane Fonda in On Golden Pond. In his new movie, Intersection, he gets a crack at Richard Gere, Sharon Stone, and Lolita Davidovich. Film critic Stephen Schiff had a look at the results.
Sometimes they kind of warn you. When Paramount has a movie chock full of big, sexy stars, set for a big, splashy Christmas release, and then they pull that movie to make room for Wayne's World 2. And then when they finally decide to distribute this starry blockbuster, it's the end of January. Well, that's Paramount's way of telling you something. So it's time to ask yourself, how badly do you need to get out of the house? Wouldn't a bucket of microwave popcorn and a tape of last night's Letterman be better than watching Richard Gere as a chic architect do his macho-sensitive act? You know, blink hard when you're mad, blink extra hard when you're passionate, blink lightly and rapidly when you want us to think you're thinking. Wouldn't a sack of Cheetos and a tape of last week's Seinfeld be better than watching Martin Landau as Gere's boss at the architecture firm spout earnest dialogue about how when Gere leaves his wife and kid for another woman, that's bad design because, and I quote, you're supposed to have everything under one roof? Wouldn't a day-old bagel and a tape of last night's McNeil Lair be better than watching Sharon Stone flounce around in her late Heidi hairdo trying to convince us she can play a nice girl who doesn't like sex? The answers are yes and yes and yes. Intersection begins with Richard Gere having a car crash, and the rest of the movie is a complicated but all-too-obvious series of flashbacks about his life. How he met and married rich society girl Sharon Stone. How her frigidity led him to seek out a warm and sexy journalist, played by Lolita Davidovich. And how now he must choose between love and marriage. The tempestuous emotions can scarcely be imagined. Unfortunately, that hasn't stopped the filmmakers from trying, as in this scene, in which Gere has just announced to Stone that he's leaving her.
You must have known something was going on.
Yes. I thought you were working late. Are you in love with her? I'm sorry, isn't that the traditional question? I say, are you in love with her? And then you say, well, I don't know, I'm very confused, I need some time. And then I respond...
Look, I didn't plan this.
I believe that.
What does that mean?
I'm the planner. You're the creative one. Isn't that the deal? Isn't that what this whole relationship is based on?
I'm going to a hotel.
Really? Now, just when we're finally really getting to know each other.
Just two more things remain to be said. One is that the movie looks terrific because it's set in Vancouver and the lush cinematography is by the great Vilmos Zsigmond, who shot The Deer Hunter and McCabe and Mrs. Miller and Deliverance. And the other is that this laughable soap opera is actually, almost secretly, a remake of a minor French classic, Les Choses de la Vie, which was directed in 1969 by Claude Sauté. The only way the casual spectator can find this out is by sitting through the credits until the very end, until after the second company grip has been acknowledged, and the caterer, and the security guards. Were the filmmakers afraid that if we knew this was a remake, we wouldn't applaud their originality? Or did they want to hide their source material because they were actually, as they should have been, ashamed of what they'd done to it?
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.